Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, post-election. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, after Donald Trump was elected President of the United States, we also learned that he took much of upstate New York. And you've got a column today in the New York Daily News suggesting that there are certainly winners and losers in this election.
Absolutely. Starting with the New York Republicans, now they have someone in Donald Trump who is a native of New York who potentially could help them raise a lot of money. Can you imagine for the mayoral race next year or in New York City or the gubernatorial race in 2018? If the president comes in and does a couple of fundraisers for them, that can raise a lot of cash. Now, the Senate Republicans are winners because it looks like they're going to keep control of the Senate. Despite Hillary Clinton winning Nassau County, the Democrats at best will pick up one seat on Nassau County, or at worst, no seat, and we're going to be in the same situation we've been in. We should, there is a caveat. While these are the winners right now, certainly the Republicans only picked up 37%. Trump only picked up 37% of the votes statewide, and that doesn't portend well for statewide candidates. The Republicans haven't elected a statewide candidate since George Pataki was elected to a third term in 2002. Unless there's someone more moderate, it certainly doesn't look good going forward.
And the governor wins, you say?
Governor wins. He supported Hillary Clinton and lost, although she won New York. He campaigned for a Democratic Senate and lost. But with Hillary Clinton's ouster, all of a sudden he's being mentioned again as a potential 2020 candidate. Whether he does that, obviously there's some investigations out there. We got to see where they lead. They have not implicated the governor himself. But he's got a record of working with Republicans and getting things done in the state. He's passed a lot of progressive legislation, whether it's legalization of same-sex marriage or a $15 minimum wage. So all of a sudden he's back on the national radar. So he would be a winner.
We're going to be talking to the head of the Republican State Committee here in New York, Ed Cox, later this morning, but you have him on the list of winners.
Yeah, Cox was very vocal and loyal for Trump once he won the New York primary. He didn't back away from him when Trump's comments about women from the past came up and his actions toward women. So for him, he's now got a connection to the White House. There's going to be a lot of New York connections to the White House. So, again, that makes Cox and New York a winner. There are those who would prefer an upstate Republican chairman, but Cox told me he's not going anywhere.
And the major losers here, of course, the state Democrats.
State Democrats, they didn't pick up a single seat for Congress in a presidential year. They doesn't look like they're going to win the state Senate. Again, in a presidential year, they typically pick up seats. They just didn't do it this year. Mayor de Blasio's a loser because now, the liberal mayor, he's going to be dealing with a Trump White House, a Republican Congress, and probably a state Senate led by Republicans who don't like him.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.